It's Thursday, September 8th, AD 2022. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Ever since the February 2021 military coup that deposed Myanmar's democratically elected government, infighting between the military and pro-democracy forces has led to violence and mass displacement, reports International Christian Concern. Religious minorities, including Christians, are especially targeted in crackdowns by the Buddhist nationalist military. In war-torn Kaya State especially, widespread displacement due to fighting has led to a humanitarian crisis, with 200,000 internally displaced civilians lacking necessities such as food and medicine because the Burmese army is blocking supply routes. Military troops have destroyed food reserves, and the constant infighting makes it impossible to farm. Health problems are rampant as access to medical care is also being denied. Worse yet, many of those who have attempted to return to their homes have been killed or injured by landmines planted by the military junta. Please pray for those who are suffering from oppression and persecution in Myanmar. While President Joe Biden gave a Labor Day speech in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, a heckler tried to interrupt. When the crowd started booing, the president said this.
No, 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 don't let him go. Look, everybody's entitled to be an idiot. No, everybody's entitled. Okay?
Former Arkansas Republican Governor Mike Huckabee responded to Biden's reaction on Todd Starnes' radio show.
And then he called one of the hecklers in the audience this weekend an idiot. But that was right after he said how we have to fight for the soul of America and respect each other. And I'm thinking, yep, that sure did it for me.
Appearing on Fox and Friends on Tuesday, Republican Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio was asked what he thinks the Republicans' message should be on abortion since Roe v. Wade was overturned and the midterm election nears.
We're the pro-life party. We're going to protect the sanctity of human life. And Democrats have the radical position. They're the ones who think you should be able to take the unborn child's life right up until their birthday, for goodness sake. And they had a governor in Virginia just a few years ago who said even after that fact, you could take the life of a child. That is frightening. So lean into it and talk about we're the party that's going to protect the sanctity of human life like we've always been. This was a huge win for the precious nature of human life, and I don't think we should shy away from it.
In Jeremiah 1, verse 5, God said, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart." On yesterday's edition of Generations Radio, I interviewed Dr. Calvin Beissner, founder of the Cornwall Alliance for the Stewardship of Creation, about how the green global elitists are aiming for total food control. Their power grab, which is now most evident in Holland, threatens the entire planet, including America. My interview was based on two alarming articles in The New American, entitled No Farmers, No Food, and Biden's War on Farmers. The environmental activists are using the ploy of global warming to severely restrict the amount of chemical fertilizers and pesticides, as well as the number of cattle which farmers can use and own. Listen to Beissner's analysis of the worldview of today's environmentalists.
They hate humanity because human beings are made in God's image. And environmentalists have embraced a naturalistic worldview that rejects the Creator, worships the creature instead of the creator, is driven into absurdity, into folly, confessing themselves to be wise, they become fools, and they worship and serve the creature instead of the creator, as Paul puts it in Romans chapter 1. And that means they want to attack anything that looks like God. Well, human beings are the image of God, and therefore they want to reduce human population. The top leaders of the world's largest environmental organizations think that the optimal human population would be, 300 to 500 million people. That means we got to get rid of about 97% of us.
Wow.
This is not people who love their neighbors, let alone love the Lord their God with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength.
You can listen to the entire September 7th interview at generations.org/radio. And finally, after the rapid takeover of Afghanistan by the Taliban in August 2021, 20,000 people arrived in England almost overnight. The British church mobilized to welcome Afghan families and provide practical help, reports Evangelical Focus. The British Christians have been equally welcoming of Ukrainian refugees who have left their country since the Russian invasion. For example, since Easter, Gold Hill Baptist Church in Buckinghamshire has run a drop-in cafe twice a week, offering English lessons to over 40 Ukrainians and a space where guests and hosts can meet together. In Matthew 25, verse 35, Jesus said, "For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me." And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Thursday, September 8th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.